In the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter, well, he's headed to the border, going down to Del Rio, right across the Rio Grande from Ciudad Juarez, to check out the situation for himself firsthand. That's First District Congressman Kevin Hearn, who joins us live on the KRMG Morning News. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Dan. How are you today?
Doing great. What do you hope to accomplish with this trip?
Well, I went down in May of 2019 when we had what we thought was the largest surge we could ever possibly see, as a lot of the incentives were coming to an end. Finally, after 3 years of President Trump's fighting in the courts, and we got the return to Mexico agreement signed with President AMLO then, and it forced everybody to stay in Mexico seeking asylum. So therefore, people stopped the journey across Mexico. Now, President Biden has undone all of that. The incentives have been reinstated. And we saw 100,000 plus in February, 170,000 in March, and with no end in sight, you know, it should be approaching 200,000 this month. And the entire Rio Grande Valley is just, it's incredible. We're seeing, you know, the news folks talk to these kids that are coming, and they don't even know where they're going. They're just abandoned. It's really insane what's going on. So we hope to go down there and see this firsthand, because clearly the Biden administration is not letting any of the news media into any of these facilities.
Is there anything specific or anyone specific that you'll be looking to talk to or examine while you're there?
Well, we talked to the Border Patrol. Remember, they're working for the Biden administration now, and they're needing help. They're being pulled off the northern border. They're being pulled off other parts of the border. You know, we're very fortunate to catch two terrorists out in Southern California, but who knows how many are coming across. The border is so porous right now. We just don't have the manpower to actually go do police work. They're doing administrative work. They're actually sitting down with, you know, across Texas border where there is no wall at all, and they're processing paperwork. And it's just so unfortunate for the American people. And the President Biden and Kamala Harris, they're doing a lot of lip service, but they're doing absolutely nothing. He put her in charge, sending people back, but she spent her first 14 days, no news conferences, talking about what she's doing to the American people or for the American people. She's out pushing the infrastructure bill. And meanwhile, we're seeing record number of folks come across the border.
Who knows if she'll ever go to the border. And speaking of that infrastructure bill, $2 trillion. I doubt there's any money in there to fix the gaps in the fence or in the border wall, right?
Well, to that point, we already, you know, President Trump has signed a bill. We had authorized the money to do this, you know, under Speaker Pelosi, by the way, because when I went down in May 2019, there some Democrats went with me, and they went back and told Speaker Pelosi, we have to get this done. She immediately put it on the floor, passed $4.6 billion for the wall, and away we went, you know, 425-plus miles of wall built. We've got another roughly 200 miles of material sitting there that, you know, what we've been hearing now is President Biden is going to sell it for scrap. And we need to be using that to protect our country. But as you mentioned about the infrastructure bill, you know, this is not really an infrastructure bill. There is a part in there that's infrastructure, probably about 30%, give or take a couple percentage points, and traditional infrastructure that we think of, fixing our roads, both in the city, the county, the state, across our country, and taking care of the bridges. We have these so many bridges out there. They're structurally deficient bridges, not only in our state, but across the country. We hear about them collapsing all the time. And we need to get after fixing that. That's roughly about $600 billion of just as much as you want to expand it. That's some water line repairs in some of our municipalities. That's sewer treatment plants. That's actually getting after some of the broadband issues we have out there. But right now, President Biden's more about spending money on electric vehicles that represent less than 1% of the vehicles in America, building 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations when we have roads and bridges that are collapsing and falling apart.
And it's a missed opportunity, Congressman, that it just breaks my heart, because if there was one issue that everybody could come together around that could be the centerpiece for bipartisanship, it would be this infrastructure bill. And the president and the Democrats in Congress decided they're just going to go hard left and take it through on their own.
Well, to your point, Dan, we just have to go by what the president says. He said, I was at the inauguration. It was a transition of power. He said to all of us sitting out there in the cold that day that he was going to work in a bipartisan way to bring unity back to the country. He's not done. I mean, immediately he leaves there and goes to the White House and destroys Keystone Pipeline jobs. And it's been that way every single day because he's being pulled so far left. You know, he's farther left than President Obama. We didn't think anybody could be as left as that. He's farther left than President Obama was. Even so, we go back to the border. I mean, no president's ever had Biden let me in t-shirts made. So that's how far these folks know that he is going to go to let them in. If you go to the infrastructure, here's the thing that's important for the American people to know. They think somehow that the Republicans don't care about infrastructure. If you just read history, which my Democrat friends would love to cancel, every great nation since the beginning of time has failed because they couldn't maintain their infrastructure, whether it was the Chinese Empire, whether it was the Roman Empire, whether it was the British Empire. They couldn't maintain their infrastructure. They couldn't tax people enough. And so they were creating new programs with taxation as instead of maintaining what they had. And most of this bill, this $2.25 trillion, most of this bill, about $1.6 billion, is to go create new things, which is really a farce because you couldn't build anything right now with all the regulations that are in place. It takes years. I mean, look at our Gilcrease Highway around the western part of Tulsa. That's been in the works for 50 years. And much of that was because you couldn't cross the Arkansas River because of all the regulations to do so. And even after we approved that, it still took almost 3 years to get the permitting. So this idea that we can go past $2.25 trillion now, another $2 trillion later this year, and raise taxes for it, and somehow all of a sudden the economy is going to bustle because we have millions of jobs, is just not truthful with the American people. But this is a Trojan horse for more taxes and more spending. The Republicans want the infrastructure to be done.
The clock rolls. We got to move. But check back with us, please, after you get back from the border. We'd love to hear what you saw.
Thanks, Stan. Appreciate it.
Oklahoma First District Congressman Kevin Hern.